Now let's return to the allegations of serious corruption within Australia's Customs Service here on RN Summer Breakfast, where it's 27 minutes to 9 o'clock. We heard earlier from Peter Bennett, as the president of the Customs Office Association of Australia, the union representing customs officers. He says he was not surprised that Australia's frontline security line had been compromised. He argued that politically the pendulum swings back and forth about the law enforcement role of customs. Well, Michael Pezzullo is the chief operating officer in the Australian Customs and Border Protection Service, and he joins us now to respond to what Peter Bennett had to say earlier in the program. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, John, and Merry Christmas to you and to your listeners.
Thank you very much. Now Peter has a point, hasn't he, that the customs officers' roles have changed over the years, sometimes more like police, sometimes like public service. How clear are their roles in your view?
Well, John, if I can make two points, I largely agree with Peter in most respects, and in a couple of respects I probably would put it slightly differently. The first point I want to make is that I absolutely agree with him, and I listened to his interview very carefully, that we have over 5,000 hard-working, professional, honest officers in whom I have confidence. They turn up to work every day. A lot of them wear the uniform, and they're very proud to wear that uniform, and they do exactly the sorts of things that Peter said that they should be doing, protecting our borders. And I just want to take this opportunity to also acknowledge that a lot of them will be working over the Christmas period, and obviously that will curtail their ability to spend time with their families and loved ones. So that's point one, and I have confidence in them. Like me, they were absolutely disappointed in the allegations that have emerged, and obviously I need to be very careful about what I say about the carry-on that the alleged wrongdoers have done, because obviously those matters are now before the courts. But let me just say, and I know because I've had a flood of messages from our staff, that they share my very deep disappointment in what it appears a small group of people have done to tarnish the reputation of this very fine service. So that's the second point. On the point of the pendulum, as you describe it, John, yes, I do agree that it is a balance that needs to be struck between the enforcement role that we have, the border protection role that Peter was emphasising, which has to be balanced with the regulatory and revenue-raising role that we also have. And it's blending those roles that is as much art as it is science, John.
Look, I take the point that these sorts of allegations must affect the morale of customs officers, but Peter Bennett also pointed out how vulnerable officers are to pressures from criminals upon their families or direct threats to their own safety. Are these real issues?
John, they are, and the very fact that a number of matters have been brought to resolution, and again, I don't wish to comment on specific cases because they involve alleged matters that are now before the courts. But what's impressed me over the 3 years that I've been in this service, two of which we've been under the oversight of a very powerful body known as the Commission for Law Enforcement Integrity, what's impressed me over that time is, in fact, whilst we do have some of those problems, and as the Acting Chief Executive Officer, I'm briefed on all of the targets that we have under surveillance, is actually the fact that relatively few people appear to have, and again, I put this in the context of allegations, appear to have succumbed, as is natural in the human condition, to those sorts of temptations. The vast majority of people don't associate with criminals, don't associate with people with criminal backgrounds and inclinations, and in fact do the right thing and report matters. And again, without going into sensitive operations, in some cases at least, that's how we actually become alert to the fact that, that we have some problems, and that's how we focus in on our key targets.
So at this stage, you're quite confident in the recruitment processes that you have in play?
John, there's always more you can do. There's more you can do in any agency with security vetting, with what's known as organisational suitability checking. There's always more you can do, and we'll be making announcements next year about some further strengthening in that regard. And as Mr. Clare, the Minister for Home Affairs, who's got ministerial oversight of this agency, said, that will be part of a broader range of reforms that he'll be dealing with early in the new year. Now, obviously, I don't wish to preempt those. He's the person with ministerial responsibility, and we, of course, are responsive to the government of the day. One thing I will say, which he also said yesterday, is that the reforms that he will be announcing go in the direction of the sorts of themes that, Peter Bennett was talking about earlier, that is to say a hardening of the, if you like, border protection part of the role without diminishing the very important regulatory, commercial and revenue-raising part of the role.
I understand. Michael, thanks a lot for joining us this morning on RN Breakfast. We've been joined by Michael Pezzullo, the Chief Operating Officer in the Australian Customs and Border Protector Service, responding to Peter Bennett, who was on the program a little bit earlier this morning.